from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Right now, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors and a special guest.
Thank you very much. It is our friend Brian Broaddus from the G-Bag Nation, who I think they said he's a guest now on their show.
Oh, I'm a guest. Yes, I'm a guest.
Great.
But he's also brought to you by a Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. And,
let's have a drink.
Fantastic. Broaddus, are you ready to come home yet, or are you still kind of like focused?
No.
Okay, because of the weather.
God, if they let me do this for another month out here, and they practiced and they scrimmaged and played games, I'd be out here every single day watching this stuff. I love this way too much.
That is the beast in his element.
I got divorced right because of this thing one time.
NFL. What did she say when she slid the papers across the table?
She said, go win the effing Super Bowl now.
And then he did.
She did. She signed the papers, said, go win the effing Super Bowl now. And we did.
Yeah.
She knew what she was talking about. Yeah.
I find that to be heartwarming. I'm not kidding. I really
You know what? I appreciate the way she said it. We're still friends today. But, yeah, she's still up. Carol's still up in Green Bay. And, she's doing well up there. She, Louisiana girl, moved to Green Bay with me. And just stayed up there after it was all done. But, yeah, she knew. She knew what we were building up there in Green Bay. I give her credit for it.
Broaddus, I feel like you may have had, maybe it was Wolchuk that had this moment, but you may have had a proud Brian moment when you saw Cooper Beebe out there this week. How did you feel about his play?
Wolchuk is the, it's funny because we had Brad Sham on after the game, and Brad, Wolchuk was giving it the, Brad, the offensive lineman, who did you feel like played very well? He was kind of leading the witness a little bit, and he was hoping he would say Cooper Beebe, and Brad kind of checked him with the, yeah, I know who you want me to say, but that was fine. When you sit down and watch Cooper Beebe play from the week one to the week two, better awareness. He's always going to play with power. They did a really good job with the combination blocks and some of the running game stuff. Second level was good. Had a couple different times where he had second level blocks. One time took a bad angle because he went to where the guy was and not where he was going to be. And then he did that the first time. And then the second time he kind of figured out that I'm supposed to take this angle and then I can cut that guy off a little bit better. But really, really nice job by him, playing with power, playing with awareness, and then all the snaps being pretty good.
What do you think is going to be the thing that decides that job? Who is the center?
Well, you probably have a line coach that's really interested in Hoffman. You got a front office that's going to probably sit there and say, coach, and Mike McCarthy is going to be involved in this too, of course. And it's probably going to be, are we a better team with him playing at center? And, and that's where I think that Mike and Jerry and Steven and Will are going to have to. I'm sure that Mike Solari is going to have his say in what this, you know, what happens this way. Do you want to go with a guy that's a little bit more of a veteran guy? But, you know, every time we've kind of practiced or, you know, had games, you know, Cooper Beebe has gotten a little bit better. And I just feel like that you're a better offensive line with him. Even with his lack of experience, you're a better offensive line with the things that he's capable of doing, the power that he plays with. You know, Jerry's really big on that. Hey, keep the front of the pocket firm. We've seen in these practices that Dak's ability to slide forward and make throws have been really, really good. So that's kind of the route I think they'll decide.
And that's where Dak's, like, gets comfortable, too, is when he can do that.
Let him slide forward. He'll throw that ball on you.
It also seems like, I'm just kind of looking at it, I don't know if it's deeper in the draft, but these first three guys, they are legitimate NFL football players. They look like they can do this thing.
Yeah, I didn't know who drafted for him 2 years ago. Whoever that guy is, they need to get rid of his ass. But I guess Will came back, and you know, there was a lot of pressure on them. Let's be really, really honest.
Yes.
There was a lot of pressure, and the way that the front office, you know, signs guys and kind of does their contracts, you know, there's a little bit of a, as we've all seen, some struggle there. But, you know, the one thing that they do is they go and draft well and they sign their own. They would rather do that. You know, the one thing they have been able to do is they, you know, going out and trading for guys. That seems to be something I like what they're doing there. You know, somebody has a little surplus and they say, oh, hey, we'll trade this, trade that, and kind of move around and do those things instead of signing guys. But, you know, let's be honest, too. I think they brought in 8 veteran players already this year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're trying to throw numbers at this roster. They're just not sitting there. But to your point, yes, the draft picks look like that they found roles for them, and they look like that they potentially could offer some help for a team that lost a lot of depth, though, last year.
I know lots of different folks will put out their 53-man roster projection, and I see a lot of people who think the Cowboys are going to go with 6 wide receivers. I'm curious, have you seen enough to think the Cowboys should take 6 wide receivers versus some of these other positions might be showing out a little bit more?
No, I really don't. Yeah, you know, to me, I've kind of felt like that, you know, that Jalen Cropper was the guy that was leading the charge. You know, as we were getting into the, you know, the Rams game, and then I was thinking, well, man, he might have opened the door, and I think he really opened the door for some questions about his roster spot. I think they're going to have to go long at a couple of different positions, and I don't know if they're going to be able to go long at wide receiver. But he's brought some guys back into this discussion where the next this next game, you're going to have to see. You know, are there guys – they're trying to play guys on special teams. I mean, we've seen Racy McMath play like gets opportunities to catch the ball, makes a couple of nice plays. They put him as the right flyer, and the next thing you know, he goes down there and gets just hammered on a block, and now the ball's coming back up the field, and you're like going, whoa, that's not good. So they're trying to play these guys on special teams, these receivers, and figure out that very last spot. But I think that the way that some of the things that's happened with Cropper and, you know, other guys like the Billy Johnsons, the Flournoys, you know, we didn't see anything with Durden, but there's some other guys that have kind of creeped their way back into this thing.
And on the other side of the ball, I was curious, not just this game, but your general camp thoughts thus far about Julius Wood.
Yeah, this, you know, when the safety room is a pretty deep room, and the thing that Julius Wood did, and we saw the interception last week, and, you know, but I believe, and again, I have to, this is where it's dangerous watching tape. The touchdown that the Raiders had in the game, that the one where they threw it in the flat and it was wide open, I think that was Julius Wood's man. Need to find that out. But the way that the first back blocked, the second back out is generally his guy, but I need to check with that. But, yeah, overall, the guy's a hitter. The guy puts himself in some pretty good positions. Again, they had that bust down on the goal line, and I think that was his man that walked that touchdown in.
Brought us the running back room is interesting because we've kind of been looking at it going, we don't know exactly what it's going to look like. And I felt like Deuce Vaughn gave us what we were looking for that we kind of wanted to see. Kevin and I have been trying to figure out how to get Snoop Connor on this team, and I don't think it's going to happen, but it's just he's always seems to be fun when he gets the ball in his hands.
You talking about Deuce?
Well, I was talking about Snoop
Connor.
Snoop, I don't think he's going to make this team. Mm-hmm. The questions they now have to ask themselves is, like, did, you know, with they got in a little bit of some trouble with the roster because of the health of some of their backs. So they didn't have an opportunity to play all these guys. This is the first time they've had all these guys healthy really at the same time. And so we'll see the rotation of what happens against the Chargers. I kind of feel like, you know, I mean, there's some people that are questioning, you know, you're like, well, we haven't seen anything from Ezekiel Elliott. And right. I think this is by design. I don't think they want us questioning his roster spot. Wow. And if you don't show him, there's no question. You know,
that's a crazy way to do things, right?
You know what? What are they doing in Atlanta right now with Michael Penix?
Yeah, they did say we're not going to use him the rest of the preseason. Yeah.
And they're trying to show Heinicke for a trade.
Yeah, it's a theory. But they're also thinking about the feelings of their starting quarterback right now too. That they don't want in like week three, everybody go, gosh dang, you look great in the preseason. What the hell are we doing? Why are we not making a move here? You know, so yeah, I wonder about they really haven't done anything with Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, very, very, very few things with him. And so they're really not giving us any opportunity to really evaluate him. They're saying, okay, well, he's one, and then the next guy will be Rico Dowdle, and then okay, then we got Hunter Lipke, and now who's the third? You know, it'd be the fourth in numbers, but who's going to be the third back? And so there's some questions about, like I said, you know, the guys you're mentioning, everybody, you know, at times has shown up. But like I said, I'm kind of looking at the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm looking at Carolina. I'm looking at, you know, I'm looking at the Dolphins. I'm looking at some other teams to see if I have a better third out there than maybe the guys you're playing with.
I know he's going to be back at practice. I was just curious. Did we ever hear what Mozzie Smith's allergic reaction was?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, David Moore reported it, so somebody told him that. I got the old HIPAA law thing brought up to me. They'll talk to me all day about hamstrings and knees and stuff, but if somebody has a medical condition like that, they tell me to go pound sand. So, that's kind of where we're at on that. But I'm sure maybe it will leak out. But it sounds like it was a food-related thing, according to David, David, what he said. So.
And then lastly, Broadus, would you start Trey Lance in the next game?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
I feel like I want to see what he looks like whenever he gets the first series.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, there's things about Trey Lance. If you go back and look at the metrics, he was god-awful in the red zone against the Rams. You know, he was god-awful against the Blitz. You know, there were a lot of things that were problematic for him in that first game. He improved in a lot of different ways. When you look at red zone efficiency, you look at how he handled the Blitz, the pressure, the stuff when he gets sped up, though, that's a little bit of a problem for him. So, yeah, I mean, you go ahead and play him the whole game and see how it goes. And, you know, they're going to have to make the determination if he's going to be the two for you or the three. You know, we'll see. I was talking to some guys over the week, and I'm like, hey, if you had to prepare for a guy, would you rather play against Cooper Rush or play against Trey Lance? And they're like, we'd rather play against Cooper Rush because we kind of understand what he is. Now, I'll say this about Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush has done a better job of throwing the ball down the field.
Yeah.
He's more willing to throw the vertical routes, the deep outs, and the comebacks. And he was kind of like, well, what the hell? I'm either going to be the two or the three. He just turned into a different guy. But if you talk to people around the league, they would rather prepare for a guy like a Cooper Rush than they would prepare for a guy like Trey Lance, who's got a little bit of a dual threat to the way he plays.
Broadus, thank you very much for hopping on with us and giving us this insight.
See you guys Thursday. How about that?
Appreciate it, man. You'd be good out there.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Brian Broadus, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We're not going to see him Thursday.
Oh, yeah, because we're going to be at Specs right here off of 75 on Thursday. Looking forward to that. Come out and hang out with us. Sagamore Spirit Rye is going to be taking care of you that day.
Now, I got a couple of other football stories for you, if I can.
Okay, go ahead, Kevin. I had a story, but...
This is your time.
Yeah, no. The only thing I wanted to throw out there was, over the weekend, got to go to my friend's birthday party. And there was a Tolo named Russell out there that he texted in and was like, I think I'm going to the same birthday party you're going to. And I was like, well, I look forward to meeting you. Awesome dude. He has a son who I'm looking forward to seeing him on the playing football one day. He was like body slamming other kids into the pool.
Oh, dear.
Like, that is a hoss right there. And Kevin, here's the thing. Sometimes you're like, okay, this is going to be one of those nights where it's like, it's going to be talking about the station and everything. He was awesome. And I really appreciate that. Anytime you get that opportunity, Tolo shows up to your party, you're always looking forward to that chance to really have a good conversation, right?
One of my wife's really has become a really good friend of hers. They came out to the birthday party and she said her husband was going to be there and he's a big Tolo. And so when I walked up and introduced myself, I go, you're not going to make this weird, right? And he didn't. No, he liked it. And then we get this from the 817. Hey guys, Brian here, listening on the Odyssey app from Finland.
Finland. Oh, is he on vacation?
Don't count for ratings.
That's vacation. Well,
you can count on the app.
Yeah, it's vacation right now.
I don't think so.
Nice.
Now, also another note for you: the Commanders have officially announced that Jaden Daniels will be the starting quarterback. I know a lot of people figure that would be the case, but the announcement gets done nonetheless. With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, the most hyped teams going into the NFL season. Are you going to jump on any of these bandwagons? And what would you do if you saw this happen on a plane? Next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Goff takes the shotgun snap back, wants to throw over the middle. Got a man wide open. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Are you jumping on any of these teams' bandwagons? But I have another question for you first that is kind of NFL related. So there is a former NFL player. This is a weird story. Gouster Sherilis?
Not a real person.
That's what I'm going to go with. He used to play on the Colts. I have to admit, I don't remember him. He got arrested this weekend after allegedly urinating on another passenger on a plane.
What? Excuse me?
I have to go to the restroom right now, but I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Well, I mean, because you're not on an airplane.
I'm not going to pee in here.
That's good. That feels like that should be the bare minimum of acceptable behavior in this room.
Thanks.
Okay. So that's the accusation, is that he urinated on someone. Obviously, he got taken off the plane and arrested and everything like
why?
That.
Why?
Why did he do that?
Yeah, has he given a reason for doing that? Or is this one of those things where you're just like, you know what? There was no reason. There was no reason given.
It just says he was unruly and he became irate and uncooperative. But that feels like...
And then
that,
he decided...
No, now, I think that was a fallout of the urination and the people being like, you got to leave this plane. Which again, that feels like a reasonable thing to say. If you pee on somebody on a plane... You're out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that feels like a basic thing.
I agree.
Like
there should be more than just leave the plane.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he did get arrested. Okay. But you're right about that. So, have you ever seen, I guess, not that, although if you have, text us or hit us up on the YouTube and the Twitch, but some sort of melee on a plane or anything like... I haven't either.
No, the closest, Kevin, was that one dude that you said was... calling everybody pieces of junk for getting up early.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because somebody dared get up from the third row and sit up, and he's like, this douchebag right here. I'm like, right. Calm down.
So this is related barely, but that's how I work, okay?
Yes, I know.
On Thursday or Friday, I'm down at the McDonald's right next to our building, the Chevron McDonald's, and I can't remember. I think I just got my order. And as I'm leaving, close to leaving, there's a guy who comes in and takes his breakfast sandwich and throws it onto like where you get your food, like the little counter.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts cussing and he's like, paying for it. Or he's like, give me my money back because of something is wrong with the food. I don't know what was wrong with the breakfast sandwich, but that looked like it could get really bad. And I just kept walking out because I was like, I am not going to stay in this McDonald's right now because that guy looks like he's about to really do something bad because he got a bad breakfast sandwich, or maybe it had cheese on it and he didn't want cheese, or I don't know. But yeah, so that has barely anything to do with your topic.
Yeah.
But I do remember just recently walking out of that McDonald's very scared for everybody.
I'm always concerned with that because you have a bad day.
Sure.
And now you're taking it out on somebody who messed up your order. And I'm like, now you're taking out everything on them. And that's unfair to them. They didn't know you were having a bad day.
Yeah.
Wasn't intentional, but people get orders wrong all the time.
And this person didn't get irate. But I think the funniest thing I ever saw or heard at a fast food place was I was behind someone in the drive-thru line at the Golden Chick. And this lady ordered, I don't know, whatever. And they said, I'm sorry, ma'am, right now we're out of chicken. And she goes, we had an 8-piece just get ordered. And that lady said, if an 8-piece makes you run out of chicken, you should probably close down the restaurant. We've lived near that Golden Chick for many years and have learned this is not a one-off
occurrence. They run out of chicken frequently.
They run out of chicken. All right. Now let's move to
they change their name.
That is a fair point.
To what, Mike?
Well, if you're going to keep chick in it,
uh-huh.
Let's just say, I'd call it limited chick.
That's a fair point.
I don't know. That's a good one, honestly.
That is a fair point.
Some chick.
Ooh.
All right. That actually, I do kind of like that. All right. The bandwagon or bust. Are you buying some of the most hyped teams in the NFL? Now, Mike, I want to start with one that you brought up earlier. Would you buy into the Atlanta Falcons, especially given the division that they're in?
I hate saying this, Corey. They're going to win that division.
Oh,
the division's terrible.
That is true.
So and I'm buying into that. Am I buying into them beating San Francisco or Detroit in the playoffs?
That
I don't
feels
think
tough.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, I would bet money that the Falcons will beat the Cowboys in a playoff game. Like, if that's the matchup, if the Cowboys are a wild card team and they're going to Atlanta, I will bet on the Falcons. I don't even think the Falcons are better than the Cowboys. I just know in the playoffs they will be. So I just think that I'm buying into them as a playoff team, but not as doing damage in the playoffs. Unless they play the Cowboys, then they'll win a game.
Which quarterback is going to lead them to the playoffs, though? Kirk?
It's going to be Kirk. Cousins, right?
And they're going to demand a Saturday 2 p.m. playoff game.
Do the Falcons have the power to make that happen?
Arthur Blank, man.
The great thing is maybe that's the perfect place for Kirk Cousins because they will not put them on a primetime game.
The Chicago Bears. Are you buying into the hype of the Chicago Bears?
A little bit. A little bit. Just watching Caleb Williams on Saturday. Was it Saturday or Sunday? Over the weekend. I saw a couple of plays or a couple drives that I was like, whoa, dude, that's the dude I saw in college right there. That's the guy I saw at OU. That's the guy I saw at USC. And it looks like some of these players really like him. So he's got the team. Yeah, I'm kind of buying into what they can do. I know they can run the ball a little bit too. I do also concern myself that I think what I was watching, Kevin, was the Chicago home broadcast.
Okay.
So they might have like been hyping things up too, right, as I was watching it. So
like watching on the team website.
Yeah. Maybe that was going on a little bit, but yeah, I'm buying in that Caleb Williams. It's a tough division though. Like that's going to be a very tough division to win.
Now, let's talk about that. Your team, are you buying into the hype of the Detroit Lions? I say make it back to the NFC Championship game. Would you buy that hype level?
I think they go at least two in the playoffs.
Okay.
It is the question of will going for it on every fourth down bite you in the butt at some point? And it did last year for them, right? They do it all the time. They know what to do. Everybody's prepared for the moment. But it did get them last year. They ran out of steam against the San Francisco 49ers too last year. So I think they're going to be a very good team that you're just like, I mean, Goff's going to put up stats. Amon-Ra St. Brown's going to put up stats. Their defense has got more stout in the secondary, and they are a good running team. So, yes, I think they're going to be very good. I don't know about making it back, but they have a chance to make it back for sure.
Do y'all believe in the hype of the Green Bay Packers? And I guess by extension, obviously, Jordan Love, you saw them come to Arlington and whip the freaking crap out of the Cowboys. Are you buying into that hype for next year?
This upcoming season?
Yes. I'm sorry.
I would put money on him winning the MVP.
Ooh, okay.
Because it's an underdog thing. Yeah. I get it. Like, put money on Patrick Mahomes. Well, the odds are that he's going to win it. It's kind of like putting odds on, hey, who's going to hit the most home runs next year? Yeah, well, Aaron Judge probably will.
Yeah.
But he's also going to only pay out a certain amount of money. So you can take the odds on favorite. But I think when you look at MVP, I think Jordan Love is a great underdog choice.
What do you think the numbers are on that?
Well, let me ask you this. Is like Patrick Mahomes 6-1?
5-1.
5-1, and is he the favorite?
Yes.
I will say he is 15-1.
14-15-1 is correct.
And I think that's a heck of a, I think that's a good gambling number.
Yeah.
I get you should probably pick Patrick Mahomes.
Sure.
But I think that if you want to go outside of the box a little bit, I think Jordan Love is a great MVP underdog choice.
What are the numbers for Stroud?
All right. Man, love that you asked me that. CJ Stroud is number 3 on that list at about 10-1. And so I'm going to bundle that in.
I'd take that bet.
Okay. Let me ask you about the Texans as well then, because naturally, if you think, I'm not saying you're saying that he's going to win MVP, but you like those odds. If you think CJ Stroud could be a live MVP candidate, you probably are buying into the hype for the Texans, right?
Yeah, I have, again, this is preseason. I think we have to, I feel like I have to qualify Temper, everything with that. Yeah. They stunk at running the football this weekend, but everything else looks like it's, you know, functioning properly. So there's still that element that they have to be better at, but yeah, man, I am buying in on them. That division's there for the taking. Anybody can take that division right now. So I'm sorry, Mike. You're Jacksonville.
No. I'm not disagreeing with you. They're the favorite for sure.
And they have a good quarterback and a better coach.
My thought, I'm thinking, and I'm trying to think, can Houston make a run in the playoffs? I think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to win that division. I'm just like, my thought, what my body language wasn't negative to you. I'm just thinking,
I was just joking.
Like, can they make a run in the playoffs? And what I mean by that is kind of, can they get to an AFC championship game already?
So, I mean,
so that's my question, I guess, back to you, because I'm struggling with that question.
I'm going to say no, but I hope I'm wrong. I enjoy watching CJ Stroud play.
That'd be great for Reggie.
They finished first in their division.
Yep.
And then lost in the divisional round. Did they beat Cleveland? They lost in the divisional round to Baltimore, and they got smoked by Baltimore.
Hey, should we move if Reggie moves and they immediately make a championship game and you're like, we should move.
But they won their wild card. Yeah, they won their wild card game against Cleveland. So I think that they can. I think they can do something. I think they can take another step in this thing.
By the way, for people that were asking, Kyler Murray is about 50-1 on the MVP and Anthony Richardson is about 33-1 on MVP. People were asking about that.
I've given up on Kyler.
Hey.
Oh.
I kind of have too.
Oh.
I was this Japanese kid. Let's just make this Japanese kid. He got hit by a pitch. Look where they're standing. The dude, when he got hit by the pitch, was on the plate.
His foot was almost on the plate.
That's an automatic out. If you get hit by a pitch and you're touching home plate, you're out of the batter's box. You're out.
Yeah. Do you buy into the hype at all of the Chargers or the Jets?
The Jets, yes, because I think that they have a very good. I mean, we went through it. Weren't they second on the overall of the list? Aaron Rodgers, they are a quarterback away. They have been a quarterback away. If he can stay healthy, that team's a playoff team easy.
I'm going to ask a question based off of, I'm sorry, interrupted on the Japanese kid.
Oh, yeah.
that sounds weird as a whole sentence. Kyler Murray, if he was on the Cowboys, how much worse would the Cowboys be? And if Dak was on the Cardinals, how much better would the Cardinals be? To your giving up, like, on, because I'm like, I don't think he can do anything with the Cardinals. I'm not sure if he can do anything with anybody. But if I switch Kyler and Dak on teams, obviously, and they had a whole training camp to learn systems and everything.
I think 4 games plus for Arizona and maybe 3 games minus for Dallas.
So Arizona would make the playoffs? Are you maybe going Dak? Dak could take almost any team and make the playoffs with them?
I think Dak's good enough to get you to the playoffs.
Interesting. Yeah, I was going to say three.
Would Kyler be an automatic, we're not making the playoffs, we are completely done in talking about playoffs?
You know, it's interesting, though, because that would put those teams in similar, like last year, Arizona's 4-13. So would it bump them up to 8-9 and bump the Cowboys down 9-8, where they would be like fairly equivalent? So, and that's a big shift for a quarterback, like 3 or 4 games. That is a massive shift. All right, then, Mike, this one is just for you. Are you buying into the hype of the Jacksonville Jaguars?
What the crap is their hype right now?
I feel like their hype level is very low.
Yeah, I don't feel like there's much hype. I feel like everybody's written them off as just being a team that'll probably win 8 or 9 games. They'll be in the playoff hunt in December, but probably not make the playoffs.
They got a lot to prove to me, man. I mean, a lot.
I hate saying this word, and I think this is way too harsh. I mean, they're stuck with Trevor Lawrence the next 4 years. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But this year, they're either, hey, we have Trevor Lawrence and we're a playoff team. Like, I mean, I hate saying this. Like Dak Prescott and the Cowboys, like how you just put, like, if Dak doesn't make the playoffs, he just totally underperformed your expectation because you're saying he's a playoff quarterback. And he's proven that the last 3 years. But for Trevor Lawrence and that contract, you're saying Trevor Lawrence can carry any team to 10 wins. That's what that contract says.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's around him, who's coaching him. That guy is a playoff. He's going to win you 10 or more games every year, and it's up to us to put a better team around him to make a deep playoff run. And I don't know. I understand why they did it. But also, like, dude, I've been watching that guy play way more than probably anybody in DFW. And it is head-scratching to watch him play and know that he has that much talent, and yet it doesn't come together like you think it should, and the confusion that happens on that team. So, to me, I don't think there's hype. I think there's confusion on what in the world that team is.
The KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Second goal at the 2. Empty backfield. Might not be a handoff this time.
Yeah, this is where Trey Lance's legs come in handy.
Snap to Lance, blitzed off the edge, runs up the middle, dances, shifts, and slides. Touchdown, Trey Lance.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Awesome, Heggy. How are you?
I'll be doing even better if you can interpret this for me. I take you to Instagram, CeeDee Lamb. He's got the Tobey Maguire meme where he's putting on his mask. So some people believe that means he's about to get back to work. I would also like to point out it's where when he's wearing the Black Venom suit. So does that mean he's about to go suit up somewhere else?
It's, but I don't know.
Oh, no.
I have no clue what this means. It's very cryptic.
It means he's about to get back to work and we're going to get the deal done,
right? Yeah, deal's getting done.
Oh, you think it'll happen during G-Bag today?
Yes. Yeah, there you go. Oh, let's do it. Let's do that today.
Breaking news. I like it.
Is Bobby Fish coming back for their show?
I don't know.
All right, so about if y'all haven't heard this today, Mike has been going after Bobby Fish.
I'm making sure Kevin knows I'm on his team.
Okay, got
and Corey,
you know
I'm
what?
On your team.
Yeah,
too.
I appreciate that. Guy on the YouTube, his name's Bobby Fish. He messaged time to leave because they're going to talk baseball all day, and. Oh. Kevin took that to heart, all right? Kevin got upset about it, and then Mike was like, I'll back you up. And he went in on Bobby Fish all day long today. So if y'all see him hop up in the YouTube, just let him know we talked a lot of football today. And he missed
a lot of football, Bobby Fish.
Now he's famous.
One baseball segment, and get over yourself. All right. Sorry. I don't like it when one person says, I'm going to program your show. All right, let's go to cut number 16. Mike, did you hear about the historic double play in baseball?
No.
Out towards center field, hit pretty well. Hill a long way back and makes the catch and slams into the wall. Then he feeds Sanchez, who gets it in quick. But here comes the throw home. Ow! What a relay from the Marlins to cut down the run.
It was an 8-9-4-2 double play. The first of its kind since at least the year 1900.
It's a lot of numbers.
Well, because he ran into the wall and he like just here, you throw it.
A little flip up.
I'm not going to be able to throw it. I'm on the ground.
Okay. Four people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But haven't there been many double plays where you have a guy in a rundown and you toss it three or four times back to each other, you tag him, and then this guy's running, and then you throw it to him, and then there's another rundown.
Never gone 8-9-4-2.
Yeah, the outfielders never come in for that. They always stay out there just in case.
So you're having like...
two outfielders touch the ball.
3-6-1-5-4-2 double play. Because I had a rundown between first and second, then a rundown between second and third.
Mm-hmm.
So, but 8, 9, and 7 didn't get into it.
Right.
True.
All right.
And you're not as impressed by that as
you pulling a Bobby Fish right now. You're not impressed with this baseball take.
We don't have to keep picking on that
football
person.
Football time in Texas.
All right. Anybody in particular, whether it's good or bad, that stood out to you against the Raiders?
Is there a reason you're looking at me?
Yes. It's Cooper Beebe. Brad Sham dumped water all over your party.
Nah, I mean, he said, what you want me to say.
That's a fair point.
He realizes, as we all do, I think, Cooper Beebe's he's the guy. He's going to win this starting center job. And a lot has changed since we left Oxnard. I really thought, okay, it seems like they're going to rock with Brock Hoffman. I know Mike Solari likes him. But Cooper Beebe's just getting better and better. And now the play on the field is starting to speak for itself. He's the guy.
Was it the second level stuff that really, like, I know you already were sold, but was the second level stuff like, oh man, he's doing that at the NFL level?
Yeah, well, I mean, and I didn't have that doubt. That was something that was a knock on him, like his athleticism, his ability to be able to get to the second level. Some people were like, oh, he's slow footed. I mean, he is. He's a heavy set guy, but at center, I hadn't seen him do that. I'd seen him do that at guard. So his ability to do that, I mean, obviously the Nate Tice video where he's blocking two guys on the same play, that's gone viral, but to me, it was like the snaps weren't consistent. That's now started to become consistent. You're seeing him make calls and checks at the line of scrimmage. The football IQ was always there, but now when it comes to really being able to process, you know, snap, now we're moving up to the second level. We're getting linebackers. It's beautiful. As long as he just keeps improving and progressing, I think that job's going
to
be his.
What about the videos of him snapping it to his mom in the backyard?
It was fun, and we got to talk with him about that. He was like, man, that's how I was able to practice. And shout out to Tamara.
There you go.
All right. I had no idea that was his mom's name.
Well, now you do.
I do.
Everybody needs a mom in their corner.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, what if you do it your mom's
name? Yeah, what if your mother was?
Oh, no.
Well, then you appreciate when she was. Yeah. She probably built you up to, you know, be able to take on whatever the world handles.
What if she died giving birth to you?
Oh my gosh, Mike.
And you're missing out.
And Corey, geez.
I'm sorry, that's first
place. Hold on, is that going to be your advice to somebody who's like, I lost my mom when I was born? You're going to go, oh, you missed out, chief.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, maybe I think he... Go see a therapist.
She was wonderful. Okay.
Like, that's I can't fair. Imagine you're a badder man than I if you made it through.
Okay. What about not having a dad?
Oh my gosh.
Without a dad, I think would be slightly easier, you know, because dad's going to teach you hard life lessons and discipline you. Mm-hmm. Mom's going to give you that loving, you know, like Caleb Williams experienced.
You had your mom most Correct. Of your life.
Correct.
Did she have to play both roles?
She's still alive, for the record.
Well, most of your life.
I'm talking about as a child. Did she play the disciplinarian and the not tough love person?
Here's a shout out. Yes, she did play both roles. I would argue, but also
nurturing.
I got involved in Big Brothers Big Sisters. So if you're ever looking for an organization that you want to volunteer for, I'm a huge proponent. My big brother was Jesse. I still talk to him to this day. So if you want to like volunteer, get involved with a cool organization, Big Brothers and Big Sisters is great.
Did you ever go LARPing, like in Role Models?
No, I thought about that the second I saw that movie. I don't know if that was as prevalent when I was growing up, but we did not.
Barry Fish is back, boys.
Oh my God.
And he said, KNC, hurry up and leave. I'm tired of hearing baseball.
Barry Fish, we've been talking about you the whole show.
No, it's Barry. Whatever. I thought it was Bobby, dang.
Sorry,
it.
But yeah, because it was Barry.
You said, I don't want to listen to one segment of baseball.
Barry, 10 minutes into our first segment, we switched to football and did it forever.
The whole day. And you missed out on
you
all
missed
of it, dude.
I even quit baseball nuggets for you, and you didn't listen because you quit. Barry, why are you such a quitter?
On your face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I even said that in
on your face.
In the chat. I said, on your face, Barry. I did football.
If there's any way you could start off with even like 1 to 2 minutes of baseball on your show, I would really appreciate
Barry,
it.
What are you going to do if the G-Bag Nation starts baseball on you?
CY 420.
There you go.
Barry!
Day. I love it, man. Oh, I love this station.
Hurry up and leave.
And that's what he put in the chat, by the way, if you're wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Anything besides CY we need to absolutely know about?
I mean, Broadus is going to join us from the tennis courts right out of the gates here at 2 o'clock, so we'll take a look at everything breaking with the Cowboys and, you know, where they need to go this week. But
starting off Cowboys?
Golic Jr. at 4 as well.
Ooh.
Nice. Oh, yeah, he's always Barry, fun to talk football. 4 o'clock, that's for you, Barry.
We're going to ask him about Adrian Beltre.
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking.
Yes.
Nice.
Roll home.
Woo. Statues.
The G-Bag Nation. We have the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Barry.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. it's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.